This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. We have been running some stories lately about your economy, what literally your economy feels like to you. We've also got a group of small business people that we check in with from time to time with basically the same kind of question. Today, we go to West Central Alabama and a catfish farmer we found down there named Townsend Kaiser of Kaiser Farms. He is in Greensboro, Alabama. Mr. Kaiser, it's good to talk to you again, sir.
Good to talk to you again, Kai. How are you today?
I'm all right. How's the catfish business this time of year?
Catfish business is good. We have finished the feeding season and going into a slower time now, so that's nice.
There's a feeding season for catfish? You can't just grow them all the time?
No, sir, you can't. Their bodies slow down and their metabolism slow down when the water cools off.
Oh.
So we have a growing season, and we have to grow enough and 6 months to last the industry the whole year.
Do you have a harvest season too?
Not really. We harvest year round. People eat catfish year round, so we need to harvest and supply the markets with them with fresh fish year round.
You know, it occurs to me, I have never asked you how much you get per pound or however you sell it when you take catfish to market.
We take catfish to market as a live, whole, fresh fish, and it varies greatly. It has gotten as high as $1.25 a pound and as low as 50 cents a pound.
Where is it right now?
It's about $1.15, and it's stabilized there for the last 2 or 3 years, which has been very, very good for all of us.
Yeah, I bet. Not to ask too personal a question, but how do you like your catfish prepared?
Southern fried is one of the best ways to do it.
Enlighten me. What does that mean?
So you pat the fresh fillets dry and batter them with a little cornmeal and some secret spices and drop them in 350-degree oil for 3 or 4 minutes.
When you get out of the general store in Greensboro, what are they talking about these days economy-wise? I mean, are people feeling all right about a recovery or no?
Not great, but it's better than it's been for the last few years. Things seem to be turning around, or at least in our neck of the woods in West Central Alabama. It's not the greatest of times, but we've seen worse. I think we're starting to turn around.
Do you have friends who are getting hired on for construction jobs and stuff like that?
Not really. There's not much in our area. The farming drives the economy in our area, and catfish drives that farming. And I have friends in some larger cities who there are more construction jobs, more jobs available. And they are doing better, but as far as rural West Alabama, catfish farming is what drives everything, and it is doing well right now.
When kids get out of high school, right, and they're 18, 19 years old, do they stick around your neck of the woods, or do they take off for Birmingham or New Orleans or someplace else?
They take off for Birmingham or Atlanta.
Yeah. Do they ever come back, or are they gone?
Some do, but most of them are gone.
Huh.
It's kind of sad, but I'm hoping things will turn around and there will be some more jobs available for people in our area. There's a Mercedes plant just north of us that has a lot of good jobs, and it's not too far to drive from here. It's about an hour and a half.
Townsend Kaiser of Kaiser Farms in Greensboro, Alabama. Mr. Kaiser, thanks very much for your time, sir. We'll talk to you soon.
Talk to you later, Kai. Thank you.